back to the show. We're kicking off hour two with Stephanie
and Julia.
And, of course, Free Talk Live is the show where you can take control of the airwaves. Call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We've had an interesting show so far, Julia. We've covered a wide gamut of topics, including country music and nationalism and sugar and people who want to ban sugar. And I do want to let you know about the Free State Project. They've got an event coming up. It's called Liberty Forum, and it's taking place in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a good opportunity to visit and see what the Liberty Movement is all about. And it's happening this February 23rd through the 26th. And you can find out more about that by going to freestateproject.org. And I believe if you go on the front page, there will be a prominent link to the Liberty Forum. I'm going to be there. It's going to be loads of fun. Very excited about that. We do have a call from Steve on the line, and Steve wants to talk about, well, intellectual property issues. He wants to talk about somebody who gave away an e-book and ended up as a millionaire. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, Stephanie and Julia.
Hi.
I am a former fitness freak, and I'm now becoming a fitness freak once again. And, in fact, I used to be a personal trainer. And, excuse me, so while online, looking around for various, you know, typing in various keywords and stuff, I came across this website, and I'm sorry, I don't have my computer in front of me. I think it's called Strong Lifts 5x5.com. And this is a guy who I believe is Turkish. I think he lives in Belgium, and his primary language is French. And he took this old program that these weightlifting guys back in the 40s used, mm-hmm. and basically said, look, you know, you don't need all these this crazy new stuff, you know, with 30 different exercises. Do what these old guys did. I've done it. It works. And he wrote this book and put it in PDF form and gave it away for free. And then had people... You know, had a website mostly accessible for free, but then he had an inner circle, which you pay for. I'm not sure how much. And also, he became a trainer. Now, his, and charging people to train them. Mm-hmm. And his fame, because of giving away this book for free, his fame grew to the point where he was literally the most expensive personal trainer in all of Europe. He was charging $2,500 per hour for a session. He is now a millionaire.
Very interesting stuff.
Yep.
Now, Julia, are you hearing this music?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that was a little bit of an error, but okay, we'll just go on. Steve, that's interesting, and I think what you're describing is the freemium business model, right? Where
right.
he gives away something for free and kind of becomes known as an expert in the field, and then he's able to charge for an additional service or an upgrade or something like that. And it's very effective. You know, I think I've utilized some services that are kind of like this in the past.
Sounds like an internship.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You give away your services for free and then get hired.
Get the practice and the experience, and then people trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then the thing, you know, reading, I haven't read his whole website, and I've not even finished the whole book. I'm about two-thirds of the way through. You get the feeling that it wasn't really a business plan, you know, hey, I'll give this away for free, and then I'll get famous and charge all this money to train people. This wasn't his plan. It doesn't appear to me. It appeared to me that what it was he found this old program that these guys, like I said, used back in the 40s and 50s to get big and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And he, in his mind, must have thought, you know, I don't own this. And since I don't own it, I can't really sell it.
Hmm.
But I can give it away. I think. And you can't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's how he his thought process went on this. And it just worked out really well for him.
So what was the secret? Or what was the program? Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, I do. It's called the 5x5 program. In fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger used it early on in his career.
Steve, we're going to put you on hold. I can't hear you right now, so maybe Steve will come back. But
it sounded like he got cut off.
What he was going to say? Yeah, I know Arnold Schwarzenegger used not only this 5x5, but maybe also some juice in the beginning of his career. Steve, we'll try you back. Steve, are you with us? Steve looks like he's gone. Okay, Steve, well, I'm curious to hear what the secret was, but maybe the New World Order took him out or something.
Yeah.
He doesn't want them to give it away. So, Steve, you're welcome to call back if you get into a better phone connection. But, yeah, it's an interesting concept of how someone can basically become an authority on a certain subject by giving away their services and then have a premium model. I think this is, might be Steve calling back. Is this Steve?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I guess we lost you there. So what was the secret to this personal trainer's program?
Well, what it is it's you do, what I've gathered so far, and I haven't gotten really much into it, I'm still kind of at the salesman point. Like he waits until the last minute, I think, and springs the whole program onto you. What I've gathered so far, pretty good program. It's actually similar to what I've been using on my own for years. I just didn't know it had a name. It's called the 5x5, and what it is it's you limit your exercises to compound movements. In other words, squat instead of, you do the barbell squat instead of doing leg extensions.
That seems very intuitive, actually. I mean, you're working harder with each, working smarter, I guess.
Right, and it treats your body, these kinds of movements, it treats your body as one unit instead of individual muscles. And then you limit it to 5 sets per exercise. You limit the exercises to about 5 to 10 exercises per week. And then you do a maximum of 5 repetitions. And it really works. I mean, I've been using it in the last 6 weeks. My deadlift has increased by over 40%, and I've lost 2.5 inches around my belly. So
very nice,
works pretty well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So short, intense exercises that utilize a lot of muscles at once.
Exactly. Instead of being locked into a machine, with the goal of trying to isolate, for example, your biceps or forearm extensor muscles or something like that.
Those are the vanity muscles. Actually, a little bit of fitness trivia. A lot of people don't know that the biceps muscles, actually, their primary purpose isn't to contract, to bend your elbow. It's actually to turn your wrist out. You know, if your hand is facing down with your palm down, it's actually to turn it so the palm is facing up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you flex while doing that movement from supine to pronated, I think it is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Or pronated to supine. And if you flex while doing that, you can feel it.
Yes.
You can really feel what you just said.
Exactly.
So, but anyway, it's a really good program. Like I said, I just, when I chanced upon that, I was like, golly, I've really been doing something like this for now. Well, I did it before when I said I was a fitness buff, and then now I've recently started again about 2 months ago. And this is the program that I use, essentially. And I think I'm just going to read this and sort of modify it a little bit more further based on what this guy experienced.
Cool. Very nice, Steve.
Found it.
Yeah, thanks.
Go ahead.
Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Okay, thanks a lot for sharing that. Take care. That's very interesting, and I guess he didn't need any intellectual property. He did it kind of on his own without the government granting him a monopoly on whatever his book was.
Good for him.
Yep.
I was actually talking about patents today with somebody, and he brought up that I guess Apple has patented that when you slot the slide on the phone, when you slide and it opens up the phone, mm-hmm. Apple has patented that, so phones can't use that anymore.
Really?
I mean, really?
Wow.
Like something so simple.
It makes
it all inconvenient for the rest of us, because I'm never going to buy an iPhone. Never.
Yeah, no, I'm...
And now, I don't get that feature.
Well, yeah, I mean, Apple was famous for doing a lot of the copyright trolling.
Yeah.
With a lot of these firms that kind of just find people infringing on patents and then sue them, or they buy up patents and then they sue people for that, and that's like their entire existence. And I mean, I really just view those kind of people as parasites. They inhibit innovation. They're sucking money enabled by the government
mm-hmm.
off of productive companies that are providing services that people actually want, and it's just very unfortunate. So, Julia, I did want to talk about this, shift gears a little bit and talk about this banking, what is it called? The banking migration or whatever,
mm-hmm.
where people were pledging to take their money out of the big banks and put them in smaller banks and credit unions around the country. I have an article from alternet.org, which is sort of a lefty kind of progressive news site. And the headline is ABC News, 1 million people move their money, banks hiking fees again. And it says credit unions saw a $4.5 billion increase in new deposits in October. according to a report by a credit union organization that was like, you know, some kind of national organization of credit unions. And so, and there was apparently a Seattle business owner reporting that he's taking four of his businesses and $3 million in business away from Chase and Bank of America. And, of course, ABC notes that the banks say that they're going to have to recoup the losses from the customers who haven't left with more fees.
Wow. So then those customers will leave, too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It just, it's amazing. People leave the banks, or they pull out of the banks, or the big banks anyway, like Bank of America, who was threatening to charge this $5 fee or whatever. So people, you know, refuse to patronize that company and choose instead smaller banks. And the banks, the big banks respond by abusing their remaining customers. It doesn't make any sense. Clearly,
no.
That strategy didn't work before.
When they announced this, all I could think was, wow, every Bank of America customer, or most of them, the ones who care, are going to leave. I mean, a $5 fee to use a debit card is pretty outrageous.
Yeah.
On top of all the other bank fees that there are.
Oh, you know what, Julia?
That music was supposed to come on now.
It was. It was supposed to come on. If we're still on air, this is Free Talk Live. Okay. We're having some a little bit of technical difficulties tonight, but bear with us, please. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can always call us, bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk about teachers when we return. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening to our show tonight. This is Stephanie.
And this is Julia.
Yes, indeed. And we have all kinds of features over at freetalklive.com available for free. We were actually just talking with a caller in the last segment about a bodybuilder who gave away his services for free. And you might say Free Talk Live is kind of similar to that. We've got the cam.freetalklive.com where you can see the studio cam and participate in the chat room during the live shows. And, of course, all the archives of old shows are also available on the website, all for free. So Julia, during the last segment, we had a little bit of a technical difficulty, so I'm not sure if this went out over the air, but we had started to get into a discussion about this Move Your Money Day, right? Have you heard about this?
I hadn't until you brought it up.
Okay. Yeah, so I had heard some stuff about it. The first I heard was from a coworker who actually mentioned to me that he was going to be withdrawing his money from Bank of America because Bank of America had announced that they were going to start charging this $5 fee on debit card transactions, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was pretty outrageous to
a
lot of people.
It was a monthly fee
monthly fee.
You used your debit card at all. And they and the letter that, you know, went out to announce this said something like, but don't worry, you can still withdraw at Bank of America ATMs or locations, as if that's convenient in any way for most people.
Oh, yeah.
At most times.
Yeah. You have to go when the bank is open.
Right,
typically.
And Bank of America does not have good hours. They have regular bank hours.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, I know. So many places only have hours during, like, the 9 to 5, and
yeah.
A lot of people work during those times and can't get away from work to do their errands, and so it can be difficult, and it's just not convenient. And, you know, when there are so many other options, like credit cards and debit cards from other banks who don't charge these kind of fees, I don't know why anybody would put up with that.
Yeah, it's out of control. I've heard credit unions are really nice. I've been reading a lot about them because I have to pick a new bank one of these days.
I see, yeah. Well, credit unions are interesting because, you know, they're supposed to be kind of like a co-op, right? They're
right.
Kind of member-owned in a way. I mean, how do you know exactly how that works?
From what I've read, basically everyone has kind of a share, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But because I think that they're tax-free, they're considered a non-profit,
yes.
So they don't pay taxes. So my understanding is that the savings that they have, they're allowed to do a lot with the money,
uh-huh.
Like give higher interest rates on savings accounts and lower interest rates on loans and things like that. And I just heard in general that they're much more customer service oriented. They're a much friendlier place to bank.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And it's interesting because I think a lot of people are realizing that they are not getting very good customer service from the big banks that they may have patronized in the past, especially now that these banks are getting the corporate bailouts from the government, and people are feeling very resentful about that a lot of times, I think.
I just the other day looked at a list of all the companies that the government has given bailouts to,
mm-hmm.
And it is a long list.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of them that are kind of obvious and that you've heard of, like Bank of America, but there was
GM.
GM was the other one. There was so many more on that list, a ton of banks,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, I, you know, once the money starts flowing, everybody
yeah.
wants a piece of it, so.
And you can't blame them. I mean, it makes.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty much facing up against competition who is doing everything that they can to just suck from the government fire hose
right.
of money that's coming out at them. And so if you don't try to get a piece of it, then you're going to be left behind in the dust.
Yeah.
So it's very unfortunate that that system is existing. And, you know, and of course, there's the whole Federal Reserve system where, you know, banks can basically loan out money that they don't have.
Right.
And then it multiplies the amount of dollars in the economy. And so each dollar is kind of worth less. That's my very rudimentary understanding of this whole thing.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a lot of just anti-big bank sentiment, and I kind of understand it. You know, I think a lot of it is for good reason.
Yeah.
And so there was this idea, I guess, this trend that people were trying to start, and it was kind of in response to these new fees from Bank of America, but people were encouraging others to take their money out of the big banks during October and put it into smaller banks or credit unions
yeah.
instead. And, you know, we were talking before the show about, like, the Don't Buy Any Gas Day.
Yes, yes.
that had seemed like a very ineffective example of a protest, you know.
Right, because for those who don't know, the Don't Buy Any Gas Day is, on this day, if we don't buy gas, then they're going to lose this much money, and it's going to be a real hit, as if you wouldn't just buy that gas the day before or the day after. It didn't make a bit of sense if you really thought about it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and if you were going to really not buy any gas, I guess the only way to make that actually effective would be to reduce your driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that would be much longer term than just a one-day thing.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess maybe they were trying to just raise awareness or something, but yeah, it definitely seemed like it wouldn't work because that buying of gas would just be shifted to the day
yeah.
before.
Yeah, you need gas when you need gas. If you want the gas companies to take a hit, you need to do major changes in your driving habits.
Mm-hmm. But closing an account at Bank of America or a big or J.P. Morgan Chase or something, which gave, by the way, which gave money to the NYPD for them to buy extra surveillance equipment. They gave it like a donation to the NY New York Police Department. Yeah. So definitely not on the side of the little guy.
Yeah.
You know, taking your money out of these big banks and putting it into smaller banks really does seem to be an effective way to kind of make them feel it, you know, make them feel that anti-bank sentiment.
Yeah.
And so let me just read this article from alternet.org. The headline is 1 million people move their banks, banks hiking, 1 million people move their money, banks hiking fees again. And they're kind of covering a coverage of this from ABC News. And it says credit unions saw $4.5 billion in new deposits in October, according to the report by this National Credit Union, agency or, it's some kind of representative spokesperson for all the credit unions around, which is, interesting, a meta union or something like that of credit unions. And, of course, the article says, as ABC notes, the banks say that they're going to have to recoup the losses from the customers who have left by charging their existing customers more fees. So that doesn't really make too much sense.
So they can lose more? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, who's in charge of this company?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's almost like they've been getting the bailouts and they've had this government safety net for so long that they don't pick up on normal business clues. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's exactly it. It's like they almost become an arm of the government because they're not required anymore by the fact that they have competition. They're not required to please their customers. So they almost become like unaccountable to their to the people they're supposed to be serving, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually used to work at a bank, and I worked at one of the banks that has not.
Wait, Julia, are you an evil lizard Jew banker?
I am an evil lizard Jew bank. I actually worked for TD Bank, and that's a Canadian bank, and they have not received any bailouts. I was always.
They must be connected to the new world order.
Yes. And they
I'm
have
totally,
better hours, too.
Totally kidding, by the way, for anybody who might be thinking that we're serious. But,
but they charged a lot of fees. I had a free account because my I worked there, so I got that. But I closed it when I left because the fees are just they're too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that goes into determining whether a bank is a good bank or provides good customer service, right? There's like the hours of operation.
Mm-hmm.
There are some banks that are even open on weekends, which is cool.
We were open every Friday or Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, wow. That's pretty convenient.
Sucks for me.
Anyway, if you have banking experiences that you want to talk about, let us know. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military
military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we thank you for joining us tonight. Free Talk Live is the show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733 is our number. We are, well, I'm usually on Sunday nights, but Julia was kind enough to come in with me tonight because Mark, the normal co-host on Sundays, is on a cruise.
Out gallivanting around.
Yeah, he's just having a good old time. He's taking some time off work. And, you know, he certainly did work overtime back when Ian was in jail a couple of months back. So we hope he's having a good time on the cruise. Maybe he's even listening to the show.
Probably not.
Probably not. Yep. He's off debating Stefan Molyneux or something like that. So are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned and members of good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low that they can't be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So, Julia, I had an interesting article that I wanted to discuss with you. I know that you are interested in education, and at one point you were even going to school to become a teacher, right?
I was. That was a dark time in my life.
Yeah, I think we've all been there, you know, at one point or another. And it's interesting because did you encounter a lot of people who were education students who were saying stuff like, well, we just need more money for the public schools?
You know,
the teachers are underpaid.
I've definitely heard that, and my mom's side of the family, like the whole family, is into teaching. So I've certainly heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I went to school with, I would say 17 out of 20 were complete morons who I don't even think could form that sentence.
Wow.
So I never heard that in any of my teaching classes. They were like, oh man, it was a group of winners.
Yikes. Wow. Well, I mean, you know, there is that old truism. I don't know how true it actually is, but there are people who say, like, those who can't do teach,
yeah.
Right?
And those who can't teach, teach gym. That's what my dad used to say.
Hey, it's not a trivial thing to teach gym. You at least have to have some
coordination. I know. We had some bad gym teachers, so my dad just used to, I don't know, he thought that was funny, I guess.
My gym teacher was named Ms. Beavers. It was interesting times in that class.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, if you have personal stories with this, I would love to hear them, because there are always some teachers who have stories, you know, about how the school is really bureaucratic and how there are, like, guidance counselors and other teachers that they just can't get to retire, and they just have, like, a room where they sit and play Minesweeper
right.
all day. I've heard stories about that.
In New York, I know it happens in New York. John Stossel actually talked about it briefly in his,
That's where
what
I heard
was it? The Stupid in America.
Yes.
And what
right.
it was that basically the unions are so deep that they can't fire these teachers who, like, have sex with students and just ugh. Really awful things. So they put them in a room so that they're away from the kids, but they still have to pay them because of the union.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's an entire building devoted to this, which is just a bunch of sick perverts, like, hanging out together all day getting paid to play who knows what.
Wow, and it really incentivizes people to become perverts
yeah.
or at least do nothings, because then they get paid to just sit around all day.
Seems better than babysitting a bunch of unappreciative brats.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's so sad because the way that children are treated in school, too, I think really doesn't value them as people. You
I
know?
Agree.
It definitely just, I always felt like I was being treated like a cow or something.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because as an adult, like when I was young, you know, it was like whatever your teacher said was always right. Like they really were an authoritative figure mm-hmm. and like you really, you were expected to respect them. And now that I'm an adult and I know that there's a variety of adults out there, and some of them are wonderful and have the best intentions and deserve my respect, and some of them don't. It's very interesting to me that people could so blindly just say, like, well, they're your teacher, so listen to them. You know, and
yes.
if you were a kid and you had, like, an answer or an opinion that a teacher didn't like, they would say, you know, well, I'm the teacher, and I know, and this is the way you have to do it. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it's sick.
Almost like the kid on the plane with the headphones, just because I said so,
yeah.
right? Yeah. You know, when I think back to the best teachers that I've had in my life, the best teachers had some things in common, you know, and one of them was treating the students like people, like
yeah.
adults, basically, who were competent and helping them, you know, have confidence in their own
right.
abilities and self-efficacy.
Well, if you want a child to grow up into an adult with self-confidence, treat them like one. If you treat them like a child their whole life, which I think is very common with teenagers, especially because mm. teenagers are becoming adults. They are maturing, but mentally they are so far behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're most 24-year-olds, I would say, right now, the ones that go to college and get out, can barely take care of themselves. Their parents are subsidizing them still in some way.
Yeah.
So it's like we really need to get to the root of why we have separated the physical maturity and the mental maturity by so much.
Yes, and, you know, I really don't mean to sound like one of those traditional conservatives that's like, well, back in the golden
yeah.
age in the 1950s, you could get a job when you were six, you know. I don't mean to sound like there's some arbitrary point in the past and it was the glory days and when kids were treated like adults when they actually became adults, but, you know, there is something to it when children are treated like children for longer and longer. They learn to be children. They don't
right.
learn to be adults. You know, they become dependent on adults, and they're taught not to take care of themselves. They're taught not to question authority and just to kind of go along with whatever the parental figure happens to be telling them to do.
I agree.
And, you know, of course, this is very convenient for the state, who loves to control people and would love it if there were a sea of child adults
yeah.
walking around who would just obediently pay their taxes, or else they would be sent to their room. You know?
I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, and I certainly would not classify myself as one. And I don't think that this is everybody involved, and maybe it's even unintentional, but this is certainly one of the reasons why public school exists.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the writings of some of the people, you know, John Dewey and what were some of the other ones? Francis Bellamy.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote The Pledge of Allegiance, you know, and Horace Mann, I think. No, maybe that's wrong. But, you know, there are all these historical figures who wrote about why there should be a public education system. And basically, their writings were never intended to be read by the general public because they were saying stuff like, basically, there should be an elite class who's actually the thinkers.
Right.
And then there should be, like, the cogs in the system class, which is everybody else. And they should be molded, essentially, into obedient people who would be ready to work in factories and things like that.
Yeah.
Who would just obey and do what they were told.
Well, they have
and
accomplished.
It's working. Yeah.
Yes, it's working well.
It's working out well for them. So, yeah, I mean, we say that on the show often that the government doesn't do many things well or right, but this seems to be one of the things that they are doing right, is turning people into very obedient citizens, you know. And really the schools have become way more militarized than they ever were.
Definitely.
As time has gone on.
I mean, even from, I was in school, high school 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. even the difference today, like I read some of these stories about these lockdowns where they bring drug dogs in.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
that kind of stuff
metal
didn't happen
detectors
when I
in
was.
Schools?
No, we had cameras,
mm-hmm.
and it was a brand new school that had just been built. So.
Yep.
So that was just starting to come out with the cameras in the school. And we did have, you know, the ISS, the in-school suspension or whatever, where they make
yeah.
you sit in a room. They had this creepy area in this new school in the office of these little rooms that were like, if you got this ISS or you were bad, you had to sit in them. And they were like the teeniest little cells. I mean, like, as
no.
big as a desk could fit in with nothing on the walls, and you were locked in there.
Oh.
And it was, like, so creepy.
That reminds me of solitary confinement,
yes.
basically. You know, you have to go to the day prison every day, right? Because
right.
you have no choice about whether you'd like to be there. So a lot of people call it day prison, government school.
They look similar. They bus them in the same way.
Yeah. And then you can get solitary confinement if you're bad, so-called. So the parallels are striking and unbelievable. And, you know, now there are more police in the schools all the time. There are military recruiters that go to the high schools
That's
and try to...
That's disturbing to
yes.
me.
Yeah, and there are often these, you know, counter-recruitment organizations who try to get kids to think about what it means to
right.
sign your life away for 8 years and more.
Yeah,
and,
we were just
and they're not
about,
allowed to go into the schools.
Yeah, we were just talking about mental maturity, and I would say that 17-year-olds are definitely not mature enough to handle like the consequences of a decision like that.
Absolutely. This is Free Talk Live. If you have thoughts on anything we've been discussing, feel free to call us 855-450-FREE. More coming up about teachers when we return.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And we thank you for joining us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Please call us and weigh in with your thoughts. We've been talking about teachers, education, government schools. We must have said something that riled somebody up. Come on, I want to hear about your stories with government schools, whether you liked them or didn't like them. It's been a fascinating discussion so far, and I do promise you we will get into some of these articles that I had planned. One is about a study that says public school teachers are not underpaid, as almost everyone likes to say, especially the teachers' unions.
Right.
And another one is about a group of public school teachers that took some initiative and got together and wrote their own textbooks.
I love this one.
Saved the district a lot of money, but apparently also got in trouble for it. So we'll find out what those are about in a minute. But do need to let you know about, hey, there's a 50 caliber air rifle out there that can bring down a deer. It's called the Dragon Claw, and it's pretty cool. And Mark has used it a lot over the past couple weeks. I know that he has one at his home, and he's been playing with it, I guess, playing with his gun. It's a powerful rifle, but it's not a firearm. You can buy it online and have it shipped directly to you with no trouble from the government at pyramidair.com. That's P-Y-R-A-M-I-D. I'm sorry, P-Y-R-A-M-Y-D-air.com. They are the purveyors of this rifle. They sell small bore and big bore air guns suitable for medium and large game. And their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. So please go now and view the amazing Dragon Claw at airgun.freetalklive.com. And peruse the site, see the amazing air guns and accessories they have there at airgun.freetalklive.com. Excuse me. I'm getting a little bit of a cold, Julia. So
yeah.
Bear
me
with
too.
Me. Yeah, everybody's sick lately. It's that change of seasons, I guess. The time when everybody likes to, well, not likes to, but everybody seems to be susceptible to little germs. So I hope our listeners do bear with me too. And of course, if you have anything to share with us, 855-450-FREE is the number. I want to read this study from Reason Magazine, which is a kind of a libertarian-ish, little more conservative-leaning or right-leaning, I guess, if those terms mean anything to you. And this is a study that they are covering on their blog, Reason Magazine. And the headline is, Study Says Public School Teachers Are Not Underpaid. Despite the prevailing belief that public school teachers are underpaid, people who go into teaching actually make more money than they would in the private sector, according to a new study from the Heritage Foundation's Jason Richwine and American Enterprise Institute Andrew Biggs. So these are conservative think tanks that are doing this study, so take it with a grain of salt and take it for what it's worth. But I have to say, we'll get into the numbers here in a minute, but I've heard multiple statistics over the past couple of years that say anyone who works for the government at any level tends to be overpaid in terms of if you compare them to someone doing the same job in the private sector.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, it totally makes sense because the government...
Police officers and security guards.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of other...
Well, even like a town clerk versus something like a...
Like a secretary or receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's hard to think about a comparison in a lot of government jobs because so many of them are created and, like, they really wouldn't be a necessary service.
Exactly.
So it's hard to, like, the housing bureaucrats, I guess you could compare with, like, a charity,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm sure that they get paid way more than any charity would pay their, like, managers or whatever you would call them.
Yeah. I guess there are social workers that...
Yeah.
A lot of social workers work for private organizations, but, like, their whole job is to get people government welfare. You know what I mean? To get people hooked up with welfare. So, I don't know if what that counts
yeah.
for. You know, they'll tell you about all kinds of different programs and things like that. You know, there. What are some other jobs? Yeah, you're right, Julia. I mean, when I think of the professions that are basically created by the government, the first thing I think of is lawyers, right?
Yeah.
There are way more lawyers than would be needed for dispute resolution needs in a free society.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that most people would agree with that. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah. Well, if you disagree, 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733.
I was going to say that it seems like most people seem to think that we're a little too sue-happy as a country.
Yeah, I wonder what the roots of that are. I think a lot of it is that people are taught, especially in government schools, as we've been discussing before, not to deal with conflicts directly. They are taught to go to the teacher, go tattle, you know, go to the authority figure. And when they're adults, it translates to call the cops.
Yeah.
A quick story. When I first moved to New Hampshire, I had an apartment for about a year before I eventually moved on to a more permanent style of housing. And I remember as I was moving out of my apartment and my car packed up, I basically parked my car in the apartment complex where I was living and was kind of going back and forth with boxes. Because I couldn't really park very close to my apartment. I had to kind of go up the stairs and then run around. And so I had left my car parked in a place where you're not usually supposed to park
yes.
with flashers on. And I was probably gone for like less than 5 minutes. And a cop car pulled up and it was standing near my car and as I came out with a box. And so when it became clear that the cop was standing next to my car, I said, you know, what's going on? Is everything okay here? And the cop said, well, we got a complaint from one of your neighbors saying that you parked your car here.
They couldn't have just come outside and ask?
Yeah.
It would take a few... I just am stupefied when I hear stuff like this. It's so sad.
Yeah. Granted, it was an apartment complex, so I didn't know all of the neighbors. But I think the guy that called the police, I had seen him around before. And it was like, really? Am I that intimidating? You couldn't have just come up and asked me... And it wasn't like my car was blocking someone else's car.
Yeah.
It was just in a place where people don't normally park, and I had the flashers on and everything.
Right.
So.
Well, if you had the flashers on, I feel like he could probably assume that you're going to be back in a minute, and he could have, if it bothered him that much, he could have just waited for
yeah.
you to come back and said, I don't know what you'd say. I don't like that your car is parked here.
Yeah, well, to the cop's credit, he left me alone once
yeah.
I told him what was going on. But it was just the attitude, the mentality that so many people seem to have when they have an issue with their neighbor. They'll either talk to another neighbor and start gossip or they'll call the police. And I think that needs to change.
Yeah, I think in general, the government is very good at pinning interest groups against each other.
Yeah.
You know, so there are all these causes, right? And it's Democrats versus Republicans, and it's pro-life versus pro-choice. And just in general, there's all
male
of these, everybody
female.
With a conflicting viewpoint, basically, they've sort of created this distaste for each other. And it, I think it's just kind of sad in general. People just, they have a lot of, you know, they don't, just don't like things that are different or things that, that go against what they believe. And because
and they
of
seem
that,
to feel this allegiance to arbitrary groups that they have no control over being in. Like, well, I happen to be born in New Hampshire, so I'm a New Hampshirean. And I'm an American. I'm a woman. I'm a, you know, white person or whatever. And, yeah, it's really just very silly. And, you know, we were talking about the sort of litigious society, but I did want to get into this teacher article that we started to read. You know, we started talking about the litigiousness because we were talking about, like, jobs that would not probably exist if the government weren't so big. But here's what the takeaway finding was from this study that says that teachers are not underpaid. It says workers who switch from non-teaching jobs to teaching jobs receive a wage increase of roughly 9%. So if you become a teacher from not being one before, you get a raise of 9%. Teachers who change to non-teaching jobs, on the other hand, see their wages decrease by roughly 3%. This is the opposite of what one would expect if teachers were underpaid. So, I don't know, I don't really completely wrap my head around that. Maybe if I heard it one more time, I would. But they're basically saying that this shows that teachers are not underpaid. And then it says, and that's just wages. When you include benefits, the gap is wider. Public school teacher salaries are comparable to those paid to similarly skilled private sector workers, but more generous fringe benefits for public school teachers, including greater job security, make total compensation 52% greater than fair market levels, equivalent to more than $120 billion overcharged to taxpayers each year. So, because teachers' salaries are bloated and they get extra benefits.
Well, and they get first of all, they get amazing benefits. You know, the government benefits packages are very nice. They get pensions, which basically says that you get a full salary once you've been a teacher for, once you've been any government worker for, you know, 20 years or whatever it is. I think it's 20 years in most places.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're only working 200 days out of the year.
Yeah.
You get every weekend off and you get every summer off.
They do have to plan their curriculum, but once they do that for 1 year, it's a lot less work the next year.
Right, and it's a lot of it's planned out for them. Like, they don't have that much freedom in what they can teach.
Exactly. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up. I want to hear your thoughts about teachers, government schools, or anything else that's on your mind. Call us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.